Yishlach, of Malachim and men. So this is on a pasuk and a medrash that I think people are familiar with. The parsha begins by saying Yaakov sends Malachim to his brother Esav, to Seir, Edom, right? Yaakov is on his way back from Laban's house. He sends messengers to Esav, and we know they bring a gift, and they tell him all everything that's been happening, and tell him we're back. And the medrash picks up on the fact that it says Yaakov sent Malachim, and brings us two views in source number two. First view, Malachim elu shluchei basar v'dam. They're agents of flesh and blood. They're just human beings. V'rabbanan army Malachim mamash. But the Rabbanan say no, these are actual angels. Two different views. So if we had more time, I would make this more of a discussion, but we don't, so I won't. But it makes sense that he would send real malachim, so to speak, heavenly beings. Number one, for their safety. If you think Esav is about to fight a war with you, you don't send people to go carry a message to him. And also, perhaps to intimidate him. Like, look at me, I got malachim at my disposal. I'm sending you, who knows what they look like, fiery beings with six wings, and deal with it. So in that sense, it makes sense that he wouldn't send regular people, he's sending malachim.
But it's also interesting, where do you have like this concept of someone else sending?
You can't
How
send
are you
malachim.
Able to
you
send
can't
malachim?
Send
so that's part of where we're going. My question that I have here, the question that I'm asking in my parsha question is, what's this debate about? Why do I have a machlokas in the medrash about whether he sent human beings or whether he sent, so to speak, real malachim? Yes, human beings can be called malachim. The Rambam is most famous for his extreme position. He says anything that Hashem uses to carry out a task is a malach. We've talked about this before. So Yaakov is sending somebody to carry out a job for him. They're working for him. They're doing malacha for him. Someone emailed me that they found something that suggests that malacha and malach are not actually linked etymologically, but I don't see how they couldn't be. I mean, I read what he sent me. But anyway,
just remind me the time. Is this 22, 25 years later? How many years was he away for?
So leave aside the shame behavior, question.
No, just from living with Laban.
20. He's with him for 20 years.
So if he sends the malachim, like the angels, could it also be showing Esau, like, look, I left and I was living with Laban all this time, and look, I still have malachim, like showing him the spiritual aspect of it?
Yeah. No, I mean, you could.
But why is he even sending?
So this is
malachim.
Short.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So three ways to look at this machlokas in the Medrash. One way to approach it is that it's just about context and language. The last segment in Parshas Vayetze was Yaakov arriving at Eretz Yisrael and encountering Machanayim, right? The camps of Malachim, those being real Malachim, so to speak. So in context, you could say Yaakov just, don't get fooled by the Parsha break, Yaakov just met Malachim, and he sent Malachim. So presumably, they are the same. He sent Malachim from the celestial group that he met. On the other hand, that camp was described in the Chumash as Malachei Elokim. Here it just says Malachim. So just linguistically, you switched. Real Malachim are Malachei Elokim. Fake Malachim are just called Malachim. Sorry?
Does he really have Malachim at his disposal?
I'm getting there. Really? So that's our first approach, is this is a machlokas about context and language. It's just the Medrash picking up on context. You just saw malachim language. Yeah, but those were called malachei elokim. Second approach is that it's about how malachim work. The first view is suggesting, as I think Dina suggested, as Leva suggested, that a human being cannot command malachim. Malachim are created to serve Hashem. So these have to be human beings that Yaakov is sending. The other view is saying no. Yaakov is able to instruct those who were formed to carry out Hashem's will. Just like Yehoshua is able to tell the sun and the moon to stop, which Ralbag doesn't like. But generally speaking, that's what we understand. There's a Sifri, which I did not bring you on the sheet, I should have, which talks about the ability of tzaddikim to instruct the servants of Hashem. So that may be the machlokas in this medrash. The question is Yaakov really able to command malachim? The first view is no. And the second view is yes. But the third view is the deeper view. Yaakov, arriving back in Eretz Yisrael, sends messengers to Esav. Right? He offers him this great gift and gives this whole speech about how he's been away and please my master accept my presence and all of that. Is Yaakov's mission appropriate? Is he right for what he does?
I don't think so.
Yes.
I've got yes and I've got I don't think so. So that's our machlokus in the Medrash. That's the debate. Meaning, there is a strong argument to be made against what Yaakov did on two fronts. Number one, if you take a look at the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah in source number 4, they quote you a pasuk in Mishlei, Machzik be'oznei kelev over, misarber al riv lo lo. If you grip the ears of a dog, you enter a fight that is not yours. Meaning the dog was just walking along, right? And you decide to grab the ears of the dog. So whatever happens is your fault.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have started with a passing dog.
Yeah.
So Hashem says to Yaakov, L'darko haya mahalech. Esav was doing just fine. He's walking along on his own. And you had to go send a message to him saying, hey, I'm back.
Exactly.
You know, Israel's big enough. You didn't have to go marching up to Esav's doorstep. That's a view in the Medrash that criticizes him for doing so. Number one. Number two, this is a better known Medrash, is source number 5. That Yaakov calls Esav my master. And Hashem says to him, you called him Adoni, my master, 8 times. So he is going to have 8 kings, as enumerated at the end of Parshas Vayishlach, before you have your first. Because you should not have humbled yourself this way before Esav. So the message you gave the Malachim was a bad message. So it's possible that what's going on in this Medrash is it's debate about whether Yaakov deserved to send Malachim with this message. Maybe this was a bad message. He should not have been able to send Malachim. And the first view in the Medrash is saying what he did was wrong. And therefore, no, he's not sending Malachim. And the second view in it is that what he did was right, and therefore he could send it with actual Malachim. He could use Malachim because what he's doing is good.
So we're assuming you can only send Hashem's Malachim if what you're doing is the will of Hashem?
Yes.
If you think it's
easy. Yeah. Assuming you can send Malachim at all.
Yeah, exactly.
And I like that idea, and I think it's important because of our Malachim. It is generally, like Dina and Liba objected before, and like I suggested, maybe one of the views in the Medrash, is generally assume we don't have the power to command Malachim. However, we are taught that Hashem sends Malachim to escort us and to look after us. The best example is the pasuk from Tehillim. I think it's in Yoshe B'Seser. Ki malachav yitzava lach lishmorcha b'chol derachecha. Hashem commands his Malachim to guard you wherever you go. We are escorted by Malachim. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that talks about Malachim who come to the home Friday night, and that's, one of the origins for saying Shalom Aleichem. There's a Gemara in Brachos which talks about Malachim escorting a person and then sort of stepping aside when the person goes to the washroom because Malachim don't do that. There's this idea that Malachim are escorting us and looking after us. And I think this idea that, Yaakov is only able to command Malachim if what he's doing is good, should put the question to us. If Malachim are escorting us to protect us, are we living up to having that kind of an escort? Are we deserving that? Are we asking Malachim to guard us when we do things that we shouldn't be doing, when we say things that we shouldn't be saying? We should make sure that we live up to our Malachim Mamush, our actual Malachim who are with us.
Very nice.
Thanks.
My grandmother.
Thank you.